Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, July 5th, 1834, a special proclamation was printed in the pages of the Barbadian newspaper. This proclamation regarded the new rules and regulations that would concern the enslaved population in Barbados from August 1st, 1834. On that day, the period of slavery was to come to an end, followed immediately by a period of apprenticeship. Under this arrangement, the formerly enslaved would be regarded as apprentices and expected to continue working for their former slave masters for a period of 4 years for domestic workers and 6 years for field laborers and skilled workers. During the period of apprenticeship, special magistrates were to be put in place to monitor the system. Not only were they to ensure that the new apprentices were being treated properly, but to make sure that they attended to their jobs. With this, the new proclamation informed the public that any slave who had run away and absented themselves from their duties up to this point were required by law to return to their posts immediately. If they failed to do so by August 1st, they would be known as runaway apprenticed laborers. Such would require that they continue serving their employers after the period of apprenticeship, be it after 1838 or 1840, depending on their occupation. Also printed in this issue of the paper were the names of all the runaways who had already been captured and being held in the jail. This list, which was provided by the jailer, bore more than 40 names. Some of these included Rebecca Jane, who belonged to Massey Franklin, while Pollyanne, Sarah, and Mary Frances all belonged to Mr. Burnett. This lengthy list showed the determination of the enslaved population to resist slavery. It is likely that based on such evidence of absenteeism, there was significant concern that the formerly enslaved would leave the plantation in large numbers from August 1st, leaving the planters without sufficient labor. Therefore, the desire to maintain economic prominence and maintain the racial and social order prompted the publishing of a proclamation regarding runaway apprentices in the Barbadian on this day, July 5th, 1834.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.